Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your Royals insider. I thought it was great last night, Vern, as I'm driving home from the game and I hear a guy say, I'd like to see this guy pinch hit. And you say, who? He says, well, I don't know, man. I was guzzling beers.
Hey, Vern, happy birthday, by the way, before we get started.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday
to
Vinny Pasquantino.
Happy birthday to
you. What year were you born?
Oh, gosh.
1983.
Okay, so this day in 1980, Pac-Man was released in the video arcade. Did you know you and Pac-Man's video arcade game share the same birthday?
No, but I could sense it.
Okay, good.
Wah, wah, wah.
My wife's really good at Pac-Man. It's strange. I'm not that good, and she's not even a video game player, and she crushes Pac-Man.
So wait, it was her birthday yesterday, your birthday today. Yeah. Friday you got off, so big
what?
Birthday night?
Well, I might not be. If they win tonight, I'm on with you guys, I think, tomorrow.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, well, you're on with us tomorrow, regardless
win
of what
lose,
happens
you're
tonight.
Here, buddy.
Yeah, win or lose, we've earned.
Hey, I appreciate it. I'm glad that the boys are still alive. I'm glad that we had a, for the most part, a reasonable post-game show last night. There were a few goofballs not talking about the dude that was knocking back cold ones. But all in all, I think everyone geared up with the proper amount of anxiety for this one tonight.
Well, last night was anxiety-ridden, man. Like, we didn't sit the entire time in the stadium. Everybody's going crazy. You're living it. Like, I couldn't even eat my whole pretzel. That's because my wife stepped on it halfway through I don't know that I
would have finished. I didn't think anything came between you and your pretzels.
Usually it doesn't, right? Except her foot, and I'm very disappointed. But I don't know that I would have finished. Like, my stomach all night, Vern, was just in knots. It's so great to have postseason baseball
back,
right?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. Yeah, throughout the day yesterday, I'm like, man, I haven't had a good meal yet. I kind of skipped over breakfast, had a little something for lunch, and, you know, the game's in the fifth inning. I'm like, I thought I would be hungry or I'd have a headache by now, but, yeah, I think I'm with you. I really didn't realize it until about 5 minutes ago, but did not eat like an adult yesterday, just so focused and ready to consume baseball.
Yeah.
Listen, man, it was a great game. I know the Royals didn't come out on top, but it was a fantastic ball game.
I mean, that was a postseason game in a nutshell, man. Like, if you talk postseason, this whole series has been postseason games. I know, like, we were spoiled in 14 and 15, barely faced an elimination game in either year. Right. And here we are, you know, in an elimination game. We're kind of like, we don't know how to handle ourselves, you know?
11-11 this series so far. Each team has scored 11 runs, and I think that's how close it's been. Now, through three games, I think the 2-1 Yankees advantage has reflected the play on the field. Last night was one of those games where it's easy to turn the page until you realize there's only one page left. There's no more pages to turn. So that makes it a little bit more difficult, and I understand some when you're in that situation and now with your back against the wall, you're looking to blame individuals. And, you know, last night there were certain people that disappointed, but I'm not going to lay the loss at the feet of Bubich or Lugo or MJ or Vinny or Yuli. All five of them had an opportunity to make that big play to extend the game, and all five of them fell just short.
Vern, I want to ask you this because I think I've seen two different teams on both sides of the diamond from when they played in the regular season to where they've been playing now in the postseason. Like you just had mentioned, 11-11. And in the regular season, it kind of seemed like the Yankees had the dominating hand. I know there was that Lugo start where they won 5-0, but other than that, it wasn't really a close series. This series, I know the playoffs amp everything up, tensions are high, but it seems like a different Royals team that maybe isn't afraid of the New York label on the front of the jersey or the NY on the home jerseys.
Well, I would pause to say that they were ever afraid of that jersey or that stadium or those pinstripes. You look at the season series between these two teams, especially that set at Kauffman Stadium, and to me, that was not the 2024 Royals. In that stretch where Michael Wacha was on the IL, that's not the team that we're going to watch tonight. The team that we're going to watch tonight has been led by, as you know, pitching, defense, team speed, and some of the most clutch bats in the game. When the Yankees came to town, you know, Dan Altavilla got a start. Alec Marsh saved the day. Daniel Lynch picked up a lot of innings. You know, Dan Altavilla is buying a ticket to the game tonight. Daniel Lynch is still yet to see a game. So I don't know how much the season series really tells the story of these two teams. Now, what the season does tell, and we all agreed upon it over the course of the regular season, is that New York Yankees are pretty good. You know, for as detestable as the logo is, they played their tails off, you know. Clark Schmidt balled last night. He was outstanding. Yeah. And, you know, Juan Soto and Aaron Judge, and you can even make a case, Giancarlo Stanton. These guys are all future Hall of Famers, and they all put together pretty quality at-bats last night, especially Stanton and Soto. Stanton and Soto have really been the stars of this series throughout.
Vern, this is where you get mad at me, okay? So I just want to let you know ahead of time.
Sure.
Okay. I had
don't blame the umpires.
Yeah, no, I'm not. You know me. Come on. You know me longer than that.
I don't know. You said I'm about to get mad at you.
I know, because I'm going to bring up something that I feel like the text line always brings up, but I actually have a response to it. Okay. I think tonight, being an elimination game, is one of those nights where maybe you give Vinny a day. And the reason I say that is because the guy's hitting 106 in the playoffs so far. I know he had the game in Baltimore. I know he's a big rah-rah guy. He's a big team guy. He's been there all year. I know he's been injured. But it just seems, I know there's been a couple plays where maybe he just
he's still injured.
Yeah,
he's still hurt. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's still hurt. Yeah. And I think he'd be more valuable.
That's the reason why you take him out.
Correct.
It's no longer just barking. It's now biting.
Yes. And I think that this is a day where it's an elimination game. So maybe if you do win, he gets essentially 2 days off to rest it a little bit, kind of let it heal a little bit more than if that's even a thing. But 106 in the playoffs, he's hitting third in the lineup. Maybe move Sal up, let Freddie Fermin get a bat in, mix it up somewhere in there. I'd like to see Freddie get a chance again. Win and go home, win or go home in this game. And I think that Vinny's more valuable at this point in the season as a guy in the dugout and a guy off the bench than he is getting out there every day hitting third in this lineup. That's my take. You can hit me hard if you want, or you can say I'm right.
Oh, I'm going to hit you hard. No, I have no issue with that. If Vinny's not in the lineup, that doesn't tell me that Quatrero and this coaching staff have said, all right, that's enough. 0-for-12 with a walk in this series. We can't deal with it anymore. Vinny, go sit down. If Vinny's not in the lineup, that just means that it's abundantly clear to everyone, most notably the training staff, that, again, that thumb is no longer barking, which you know it has in every single at-bat since he returned. That thing is agonizing. But if he's not in the lineup, that tells me that it's gone to another level, and it is, as you're mentioning, affecting his swing and causing him issues at the plate. Yeah, listen, I'm very pro Freddie Fermin. That was one of my favorite moments of the game last night, is when they introduced Fermin and the crowd went nuts.
Yeah, the crowd went great for him, right?
That was great. Yeah. Him and Blanco deserved that, man. They've been through so much in their professional careers, in their lives. To get that moment last night was nice. So, yeah, to see Freddie behind the dish, Salvi at first, Yuli at DH, I wouldn't be against it. But if Vinny's out there today hitting third against the right-hander Gerrit Cole, a guy that he touched up in his first at-bat, as everybody touched up Gerrit Cole going back to game one, where they all touched him up in that first inning. If Vinny's in there in the three spot, then I'm with it, right? I mean, he's still more of a threat from the left side, right? You look at yesterday's game, he still squared up a few balls, put a charge into a couple that ended up in center field. Listen, if the guy's grinding too much and it's now at the detriment of the team, of course I can't argue that he needs a day off or needs the rest of the series off. Who knows? But if he's back in there in the three spot today, that's the message from the organization telling you that the threat that Vinny Pasquantino brings and the thumb injury is maybe not the reason why he's 0-for-12. Had a big spot last night, man on third with two outs. That's something that he comes through more times than not, or at least certainly at a higher clip than the rest of Major League Baseball. Disappointing to see him come up just short of that fly ball to center field, but we'll see. We'll see what that lineup looks like later today, and either way, Vinny Pasquantino will forever have the respect of everybody inside that clubhouse.
No doubt. Yeah, no doubt. But he is 0-for-6 in his career against Gerrit Cole. And meanwhile, you got Tommy Pham with a great sample size. 13-for-36. Like, you got to get Tommy Pham in the lineup tonight, right?
Yeah, he'll be in there. He was there for Monday's game one, went 1-for-2, 1-for-1 with a sack fly against Gerrit Cole. Yeah, I would expect Tommy to be in there in left. Hunter Renfro in, MJ in left and Tommy Pham in right, excuse me.
Okay, so MJ, who he has a great sample size, 2-4-of-8 against Gerrit Cole, so you like to see him in the lineup. Another guy, Adam Frazier, hitting .357 off of Gerrit Cole, too. Do you see him in the lineup tonight?
I don't, because again, and this to go back to Dusty's point, it begins with Vinny Pasquantino, because then I guess you could put Frazier in as your designated hitter. Not like Yuli too much. Yuli got a pair of walks against Gerrit Cole back last Saturday. Tommy Pham, MJ Melendez. Honestly, I think the lineup's going to look exactly the same as it did in game one. Massey, Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, Yuli, MJ, Tommy, Izzy, Michael.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I don't know if this is logical or not. Maybe it is. Like, if it gets dicey, are you going to say, okay, Cole Reagans, get out here? Like, is tonight all hands on deck except Cole Reagans? Is tonight all hands on deck including Cole Reagans? How do you see that?
Cole Reagans, yes, it's all hands on deck. But Monday, he pitched. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 2 days rest. Yeah, he could come out of the bullpen and give you in. You know, if this game's tied up like last night and, you know, Bubic doesn't triple up on sliders and throw back-to-back sliders in the same spot to Giancarlo Stanton, if this game's still tied going into the ninth inning, listen.
Yeah.
You have no tomorrow, of course. Everybody's right. Available. I know Cole Reagans woke up expecting to get the ball at some point tonight. I wouldn't expect it early, but this would likely be his bullpen day, so he's going to throw an inning plus anyway. Why not make that a meaningful inning plus?
Over. All right. You mentioned extra innings potentially and all that kind of stuff. Here's how I'm solving extra innings in baseball going forward. It is going to be coaching staff v. coaching staff and slow pitch softball. That's how we're going to go to extra innings in baseball now.
You in the playoffs?
No, altogether.
I don't want to see that.
Altogether.
I mean, I would like to see it. I don't know if I want the game decided by it. Q hits a good ground ball. I feel like the Royals would get smoked in that, to be quite honest with you.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. I mean, Aaron Boone hit one of the biggest October home runs of all time.
Yep.
I mean, they would handle Brandon Hyde. I'm not worried about big old Brandon Hyde. A.J. Hinch would be an interesting matchup. Him and Q, I think, are very similar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Steven Vogt's fresh off the field, so I think he would dominate. Yeah, it's an idea. I think it's a great idea for extra innings in spring training. That, to me, would bring people to the ballpark.
Vern over under cups of coffee today?
6.5.
Okay.
You going over?
I'm going over.
Probably. It's normally like 2 in the morning and then just IVs of coffee during the game.
Man. All right, Vern, I'll see you a little bit later on tonight around about 4:30 or so before you get on your on-deck show at 6.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Clock tonight on 96.5 The Fan.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Love you. Happy birthday to Vern.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.